All right, we're going to start here with the Gemara on the top of Lama Tet Amud Aleph, three lines down. The Gemara is continuing to discuss what we saw in the Mishnah, which is the issue of Mechashvin Me'avodah Le'avodah. Are you able to have a Machshav of one Avodah to the other? Number one in Kodshim, number two in Chulin, and number three in Avodah Zarah. And that comes to a Machloka that we've seen before, both in Avodah Zarah, Zvachim, and actually even in Sanhedrin. That Itmar, Ashochet Et HaBehema. Someone who does a Shkita on a Behema, Lizrok Dama Al-Avodat Kochavim. He has a machshava during the shechita to do the zrikat adam l'avodah zarah ul haktir chelba l'avodat kochavim, or to be maktir the fats for avodah zarah. So while he's doing one avodah, which is shechita, he has a machshava about the zrikat adam or the aktarat chalavim towards avodah zarah. Rabbi Yochanan amar pasul. Rabbi Yochanan says the behemah is asur ba'ana, it's pasul. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakish amar muteret, it's fine. Now when Rabbi Shimon Lakish says muteret, it's the behemah is muteret. But it also points out that Moder Rish Lakish, the Chayiv Mita, the person who does this is still worshipping Avodah Zarah, is Chayiv Mita. The only question here is as to the status of the Behemah itself. The animal itself, is it considered to be Asura or not Asura? Is it considered to be Takrovet Avodah Zarah? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Mechashvin Me'avodah Le'avodah. One can have a Machshava from one Avodah to the other. V'alfinan Chutz Mipnim. And we learn out from Kodshim. Just like by Kodoshim, we say that you can have Machshava from one Avodah to the other, like by Pigul, so too over here. You don't have machshava from one avodah to the other. And on top of that, we don't learn outside of the Mikdash from inside the Mikdash. And their shittatam is consistent with their position in Kodeshim. Ditmar, shachta lishma. Someone does a shchita lishma, lizrok dama shalo lishma. To do the zrikat adam shalo lishma. Now the korban we have to be speaking about over here is a chatat. Because the only korban that is pasul when it comes to lo lishma is the korban chatat. You do have the Pesach also, so it could be the Pesach, but most likely we're talking about a chatat over here. Brings a chatat, he does the shechita lishma, the shema chatat, but then he says they're going to do the zrikat adam shelo lishma. Machshava in shechita for zrikat adam. Rabbi Yochanan amar psula, Rabbi Shimon Lakish amar kshira. Rabbi Yochanan amar psula, mechashvim me'avodah le'avodah. So you have machshava from one avodah to the other. Vigamrinan mi machshavet pigul. We know that you can have a machshava from one avodah to the other because we have pigul. Pigul, the whole way that pigul works is, the ikar way that pigul is when you're doing shchita, you have in mind to eat the basar chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo, to do zrikat adam, chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo. That's the whole idea, that you're doing a machshava while you're doing one avodah to do something else, whether it's akter chalavim or zrikat adam. So by pigul, everybody agrees you can be mechashvin me'avodah le'avodah. Question is, do we extrapolate that and apply it to other areas of kodshim, like lishma? Do we apply it? Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, we do extend it. Rabbi Shimon Lakish amar k'sheira. Why? E mechashvin me'avodah le'avodah, v'lo gamrim me'achshevet pigul. We don't learn out from pigul. Pigul is a chidushu. It's unique. It has its own dinim. And we don't extrapolate from pigul to lishma. So the machloket here extends, it's almost on a two-step process. Number one is, do we extend pigul to other machshavot in kodashim? As well as, do we take kodashim and apply it to chutz, do we apply it to avodah zarah? Rabbi Yochanan answers in the affirmative to both of those questions, that lishma has the same din as pigul, and therefore you can have machshava from one avodah to the other. And as well, we learn from pnim, we learn from kodashim to chutz to avodah zarah. And therefore you have one machshava in avodah zarah and shchita to the zrika, that also is problematic. On the other hand, Rish Lakish says neither of those are true. When it comes to kodoshim, pigul, yes, you can be machshev from one avodah to the other, but when it comes to lishma, lishma is not pigul. Lishma is its own entity. We don't extrapolate that which we know by pigul to the din of lishma. In addition, we don't say what's true in kodoshim is true in chulin or by avodah zarah. What's true in kodoshim is true for pigul in kodoshim. We don't take that and apply it to the avodah zarah. And the Gemara says v'tzricha, we need both of these machlokot. Di itmar b'ha. If you only told me one, if you only told us the machloket l'gabe avodah zarah, I would think the reason for Rabbi Shimon Lakish's position is because he doesn't learn out avodah zarah from kodashim. Aval pnim mipnim, but internally within kodashim, maybe he would extrapolate from pigul to lishma. Eme modile Rabbi Yochanan, he would agree with Rabbi Yochanan. V'it mar b'hach, if you only told me about the case of kodashim, b'hai kama Rabbi Yochanan, over there Rabbi Yochanan says you can extrapolate from pigul to lishma. If we didn't have the machloket by avodah zarah, I would think maybe Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Shimon Lakish that you can't take that the dinim that are applicable by kodashim and then assign them to Avodah Zarah Tzricha. Therefore, we need both Machlokot to teach us that Reish Lakish is consistent in his opinion both by Avodah Zarah and in Pinim, as well as Rabbi Yochanan, who is consistent in his opinion both by Avodah Zarah and by Pinim. Okay, Meiti Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet raises a question on the opinions of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I'm Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah, and that's why it's brought over here in the Gemara, Kal v'chomer Hadvarim. Our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says that it's a Kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom sham machshava poselet v'mugdashim. In a place where machshav is problematic in kodashim, meaning bifnim, ein kol alech el alachar oved. The only person who can have impact on the korban is the one doing the avodah. Makom she'ein machshava poselet. In a place where machshava has no impact in chulin, ein udin shelo yeyakol olech el alachar shochet. And certainly, the one who's performing the shechita should be the one who has bearing on the korban, but not anybody else, not the balim. So now the Gemara wants to understand, Rabbi Yossi, what does it mean, my ein machshava poselet bichulin? What does it mean that machshava is not poselet bichulin? Ilema delo pasla klal. If you say that machshava by chulin doesn't work at all, elazvika davadat kochavim dimitastro heicha mishkachala. How are you ever going to find a zevach of avodah zarah that is asur? Meaning that if you can't have a machshava in chulin at all, that machshava has no impact, no bearing on the shechita of the avodah zarah or le avodah zarah, then how do you ever get a case where you have zivchei meitim? And we know that, as Rashi points out, we learned this in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that to grove it, Avodah Kochavim is called Zivchei Meitim. We know that from the Psukim by Baal Peor. And the Gemara learns from that, that Ma Meit Asura Bahana, so too, to grove it Avodah Zarah is Asur Bahana. Well, that can only happen if you can make it Asur through Machshava, through your thinking that you're going to do it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. And just like a Meit is Asur Bahana, we learn out from Mitat Miriam, because it says by Miriam Atamat Sham, and it says by the Eglar Rufa, also the word Sham, 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 we have Xer Shava that teaches us that there's an Isra Ana by the Meit. And that Isra Ana by Meit is extrapolated to the Zivchei Meitim, and therefore by Karbanot, they're both Asurim Behana'a, and they also Mitame Beohel. So that's the Dinim that we learn out of Zivchei Meitim. But that's true of Avodah Zarah. That means that you can't have Machshava. Tosavot to ask over here, what do you mean? Maybe the way you can have it is through Dibur. If you explicitly state you're going to do it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, maybe that's enough. Many ask questions on the Tosafot, and we saw this earlier in Zvachim as well as Menachot, that when the Gemara uses the term Machshava, it doesn't literally mean a thought. Machshava means B'Dibur, that you expressed it. And so there's no differentiation between Machshava and Dibur. Tosfos is creating this distinction and saying, okay, so you can't do it through Machshava, you'll do it through Dibur. But we've seen everywhere else that Machshava and Dibur are synonymous. That Machshava doesn't really mean he thought about it. It means that he thought about it and he expressed it. He didn't take an action, but he said something. So that distinction wouldn't hold up. If that's the case, you have to say that Machshava works somewhat by Chulin. Elabshita, what does it mean that Machshava does not work in Chulin? Means me'avoda le'avoda. That you can't have machshava from one avoda to other avoda in chulin or in avoda zarah. V'hochi kamar. And this is how you understand Rabbi Yossi's statement. Ubama makom sham machshava poselet b'mukdashim me'avoda le'avoda. In a place bifnim, when we're talking about kodesh, where you can have a machshava me'avoda le'avoda, ena kol olech el achar oved, the only person who can impact and can have the machshava is the one who's doing the avoda, not the owners. Makom she'ena machshava poselet b'chulin me'avoda le'avoda. Outside of the mikdash, where you can't have machshava from one avoda to the next, elaboto avoda, only in the avoda itself. Certainly, in udin shlo yakol olech alachar shochet, it should be only the one who is doing the avoda that can impact, not the balim. Now, if you take the Rabbi Yossi statement as a whole, it turns out that pnim, kasha l'reish shebin yoyin lakish, the kodashim is a problem from shebin yoyin lakish's position, because bifnim, he's saying that you can't have machshava from one avoda to the other avoda. On the other hand, when it comes to chutz, kasha l'Rabbi Yochanan, when he talks about chulin or avodah zarah bichutz, he's saying that you cannot have a machshava mi'avodah le'avodah. That goes against the position of Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Yossi's statement is going to present as a problem for Reish Lakish and a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Now in Reish Lakish, it's not so clear that it's a problem. Because remember, Reish Lakish bifnim distinguishes between pigul and lishma. In pigul, he says that you can have machshava mi'avodah le'avodah. By lishma, you cannot have machshava mi'avodah le'avodah. So you could have answered Reish Lakish over here that Rabbi Yossi's Kal v'chomer is coming out of Machshevet Pigul. In Machshevet Pigul, you do have Machshevet Le'avoda Le'avoda, even in Kodashim. Rashi says you cannot say that because of the terminology that's used over here. The term over here is not Mifagelet, but rather Poselet. It creates a Psul. It's a problem, and when you use the term Psul, it means more than just Pigul. It must mean the other types of Psulim, including Lishma. And that's why it's a problem for Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish can't just explain Rabbi Yossi speaking about Pigul, Because otherwise the verb that should have been used or the description being used should be mifagelet. And the fact that it doesn't indicates that we're talking about more than just pigul, and that's why it's a problem for Reish Lakish. Tosafot disagrees and he says that maybe you could have answered for Reish Lakish that it was just talking about pigul, but he says you have to say that the kal v'chomer wouldn't have worked. You can't set it up by pigul or shinim ba'im. The mother tervayush kein inam botal avoda. The reason is that they do not work in the avoda that you're in. I mean that they only work from one avoda to the other avoda. And therefore you can't learn from them to avoda zarah, where you can have a machshava in the current avoda that you're in. If you're shech le avoda zarah, it's problematic. You don't just have to shech to shechita on manat to do the zrika avoda zarah. So you couldn't have learned it out from pigul, and you couldn't have learned it out from shinui balim. Therefore Reish Lakish has nowhere to run. So he has to deal with this position of Rabbi Yossi, because it has to be coming out of the psul of lo lishma and lishma, because that's the only place where it affects the avoda you're in, as well as other avodot. And that would be against the position of Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan has to deal with the bechutz, where Rabbi Yossi says there is no machshava me avoda de avoda. Yeah. So you're asking is, why is Rabbi Yochanan trapped to hold like Rabbi Yossi? Maybe he holds like the other Tanaim. That's what Tosfot asks. If you look at the Tosfot right across from where we are in the Gemara, Chutz Kashel, Rabbi Yochanan, Vim Tomar Lemek, the Kai Rabbi Yochanan, Kei Rabbanon. Let's say the Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanon, the Tanakama, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Why don't you solve Rabbi Yochanan's problem by saying he just doesn't hold of Rabbi Yossi? So Tosfot says you can't say that, because Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that you can learn Chutz Mipnim. And you can learn from whatever is true by Kodeshim, you can also learn by Chutz. And he also says that Mechshava me'avoda de avoda, that one from one avoda to the other avoda is good. Now we know by the Chachamim in the Mishnah that they hold, we learn from Chutz mipnim. That just like by Pnim, you have this din of Rabbi Lezib, Rabbi Yossi, that someone outside of the Balim can affect the Korban, so too by Avoda Zarah you can affect it. So you see that the Chachamim believe you can learn out Avoda Zarah from Pnim. So what do you want to do now? You want to extrapolate and say the Chachamim also believe that you can have Machshava me'avoda l'avoda. Just like you have it bifnim, you'll have it b'chutz. Tosfot says that's a quantum leap that we can't make. And he says, if you look at the end of the Tosfot, he says, Vein zeh l'gilui milta ba'alma, by the case of learning out from Kodashim to Avoda Zarah by Zivchei Meitim, the fact that you can have someone outside of the one doing the Avoda impact, that's just the gilui milta. Avali inya de machshavin me'avoda l'avoda lo ashkechina de afinan klal. We don't find anywhere that they learn such a thing. And the fact that you can have makshava from one avodah to the other, bifnim, is a gzerat hakotuv. How do you get it from inside to the outside? So Tosafot says that you can't answer for Rabbi Yochanan that he's not holding like Rabbi Yossi, because we don't find the chachamim of the opinion that you can have makshava me'avodah de avodah. And just because they believe that they learn out something from kodashim to avodah zarah, does not mean that they also believe that you can learn out the fact that by bifnim, machshavim, me'avoda l'avoda also applies to avoda zarah. So that's a very different limud. It's a quantum leap. We don't find them saying it anywhere. And therefore we can't say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Chachamim. He must be holding like Rabbi Yossi, who has this idea of bifnim and bachutz, and the idea of machshavim, me'avoda l'avoda, which he says explicitly. All right, so that's the answer to your question. So now the Gemara says, Bishlama pnim l'reishim ben lakish lo kasho. When it comes to Mishim and Yolakish, that's not a kasho mi bifnim. Ha mikamei deshama bi Rabbi Yochanan. That's before he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. Halabato deshamei Rabbi Yochanan. After he heard it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, then, no problem, he changed his mind. Now, what happened over here? What do you mean he changed his mind? So Rashi gives two possibilities of what happened. The first possibility is that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were arguing in Svara. Rabbi Yochanan had a Svara, and Rabbi Reish Lakish responded to him mi Svara and said no. Afterwards, Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe taught him the Mishnah. Once you have the Mishnah from Yossi, even though Reish Lakish's logic makes sense, but once you know Rabbi Yossi's position, you can't say what he said. So true, the logic works, but you have an explicit Mishnah and a position of Rabbi Yossi that says no. And therefore he had to reject his Svara. That's one way that Rashi learns it. The second way Rashi learns it is that Reish Lakish had his opinion. And then after he heard it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, the Batar Shammai Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't want to argue on his Rebbe. He was closer in his position because he didn't want to argue on it, on his Rebbe. Now both of these are problematic. Tosafot does not like the first pshat of Rashi, and he says around the spot, he says, Tema, my teirutsu zesh metareitz, shamar Reish Lakish kodem shalamara mishnah? What do you mean? He learned this before he learned the Mishnah? What does that mean? What does that mean that he had some limud before he learns the Mishnah? So he makes a statement, he has a position in halacha before he learns the Mishnah? That doesn't seem right at all. Now there's a reference over here to a Tosafot in Menachot. A Tosafot in Menachot question on Reish Lakish, and the Gemara has a question. And it seems like Reish Lakish isn't aware of the question that the Gemara is asking. And Tosfos asks on him, he says, Mishnah hi b'masech negaim, v'teimash lo haya yodei Rabbi Shimon Lakish, how did he not know this Mishnah? And we have the same sort of thing b'met omnim, that they bring a Mishnah, and it sounds like he doesn't know it. So Tosfos over there seems to say that it's a recurring problem for Rish Lakish, that he has positions that go against the Mishnah, and he's not aware of the Mishnah. Even over here, he's rejecting that outright. In Menachot, it sounds like more like that this is an issue that Rish Lakish has. The other possibility, which is what you'd have to say for Tosafot, which Rashi brings down, is that after he heard it from his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't want to argue on him. Well, guess what? Shas is replete with arguments between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That's exactly what they did. Rish Lakish always argued on his Rebbe. He was always arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. So what do you say? All of a sudden, now he heard Chana, he didn't want to argue anymore? That seems a little bit implausible. So both explanations are weak, and we pointed out the weaknesses in both of them, and therefore, whenever Rashi is giving you two explanations, you know that there's a problem, because neither one of them is complete by itself, and we explained why each one of them has a deficit to it. Now, in terms of Rabbi Yochanan, Elochutz, Kashel Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that outside it says, No mechashavin avodah levodah koin to Rabbi Yossi, that's a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. So who motiv lav, who mefarikla? He asked the question, and then he answered the question. Ba'arba avodot v'hachi kamar. That Rabbi Yossi is not speaking about mechashavin me'avodah levodah, but rather about this distinction between bifnim and bachutz. Bifnim, there are four avodot where your machshava has impact. And that is, ma b'makom shemachshava posolet b'muktashim ba'arba avodot. There are four avodot bifnim where machshava has impact. And that is, shchita, zrika, kabbalah, and holacha. All of those avodot are impacted by the machshava that you have. Ein kol oleich ela achol oved. Even in those cases where you have all four avodot open to you, only the person who's actually doing the avodah can impact, but nobody from the outside can have impact. As opposed to, when it comes to makom, she'ein machshava posalet b'chulin ela b'shtei avodot, when it comes to chulin, where it only applies to two of the avodot, and as Rashi says, what are the two avodot? That's shchita and zrikat adam. That's what the pasuk says to us is problematic. By shchita, we know, zoveach leluhim yecharam, and then we know by zrikat adam, it's balach sich niskeem edam. But Kabbalah and Holacha are not relevant by avodah zarah. They're not considered avodot that you would be prosecuted for when it comes to avodah zarah. So Makshav only has application by two out of the four that we mentioned. That's the kal v'chomer that we have. And Rashi says, what about haktara? Haktarat chalavim by avodah zarah is explicit in the Torah and is problematic. So Rashi says over here, V'haktara afagav d'shaycha b'avodat kochavim, mia lav avodahi lav sude behema, mishum hektar chelva le'avodat kochavim. Ein ochanami, it's a problem. You'll be, like we said before, you'll be put to death for doing something like this, but it does not make the animal less zara, meaning that the behema is muteret, but you are chayav for worshipping avodah zarah. Heichadol nishkatav lo nizrak dama. The only time you impact the animal itself is when you do zrikat adam or the shkita, the shem avodah zarah. Da afilu bifnim lo mifsal korbanim cheshev alichlat basar b'shat hekter chalavim, because you can't even have a machshevet pigol or a problematic machshava during the haktarat chalavim. That's not the point in avodah where you can have, even though it's a part of the avodah, it's not an avodah in which machshava is important. So too by avodah zarah, we're not going to consider that to be a machshava that impacts on the animal. Now Tosafot, we're going to see later in the Gemara, says, I don't know what Rashi is saying over here. By shkita we have impact. By zrika, it's also not oseret de behema. By zrika the dam, we're going to see that at the end of today's sukkah, that even if you do zrikat adam l'shem avodah zarah, the behema should be muteret. It's not something that's physically done to the behema. It's the dam that is outside of the behema, and therefore should be fine. It also says in the end, v'tzarech lomar, nehi de behema lo mitasra dam mia yitzur. That when the Gemara says over here that you can have makshav and zrikat adam, doesn't mean to make the whole behema asura, but rather the dam asura. So Tanya kavate de Rabbi Yochanan, we have a braita that supports the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Ashochete de behema lizrok dama la'avodat kochavim, laktir chava la'avodat kochavim. Person has a shchidat beima, and here he has a machshav about zrikat adam or ekter chalavim la'avodah zarah. Harelu zivchei meitim. That supports Rabbi Yochanan's position. You can have a machshava me'avodah de'avodah in avodah zarah. No, because there Rashi is talking about in hekter chalavim you're having the machshava. Over here you have the machshava during shchita about hekter chalavim. Right. So that's not what Rashi was speaking about. Shachata v'achar kach chishev aleha. If he did the shchita and then only after the fact he decides that he wants to give it to avodah zarah. Zayah maser b'kesari. That was a case in Kesaria. V'lo amruba lo isur v'lo heter. They didn't want to be oseret and they didn't want to be matirit. Amrav chista lo amruba isur mishum kvodam derabanan. They didn't want to say it's asur because of the kvod of the Tana Kama in our Mishnah. Lo heter mishum kvodo derabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we say is stam machshevet avodat kochavim la avodah zarah. So over here after the fact he tells us that he did it la avodah zarah. So why don't we say that the stam, the default thought that he had at the time of Shechita, was Avodah Zarah? That's a machlok between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. So since we didn't want to be machriya between them, they left this animal in an unknown state because we didn't want to paskin like either one of them. The Gemara says, all right, that doesn't make so much sense. Mimai. Dilmad kan lo kamei rabbanan hatamel dilo shamanu dechoshiv. Maybe the Chachamim and our Mishnah say the reason that we don't say stam machshava is Avodah Zarah because he didn't tell us explicitly that's what he was thinking. Avahocha de shamanu dechoshiv. Over here, after the fact, he tells us that that's what he was really wanted to do. Then we say, Hochiach sofo al tchilato. That means that we assume that all the way along he had that makshava and it's problematic. Inami, the other way around. Adkan lo kamar Rabbi Elazar hatam elagabe ovedei kochavim. Over there, when you were talking about the makshava, stam makshavet oved kochavim, lavodat kochavim, it's only in oved kochavim that we say that the default makshava is lavodah zarah. The stam makshavet oved kochavim, lavodat kochavim. Because the default is that an Ovei Kochavim has a Makshava L'Avodat Kochavim. But Yisrael, by a Jew, Hochiach Sofa Tchilato Lo Amrinan. Over here, by a Jew, we don't say that. It's a Cheskat Kashrut until he tells us otherwise. So until he tells us he wants to do the Avodah Zarah, we won't assume that he was doing it, the Avodah Zarah. So that can't be the reason that in Kesariah they left this animal and they didn't make a decision about it. El Amar Rav Shizvi, Lo Amru Baheter Mishum Kvodo to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The reason they weren't Matir at the Gamre is because of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Hi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel are we speaking about here? Ilema Rabbi Shimon Gamliel de Gitin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel they're fined by Gitin, that's none. We have a Mishnah in Gitin. Habari. Someone who is healthy, Shamar, Kidvu get l'ishti. Says, go ahead and write a get for my wife. Ratza l'sachekba. He's playing games with her. He did not intend for them to write the get and give it to her. He's just trying to threaten her with the get. Umase b'bari. And we have a case like that by a healthy person. Shamar, Kidvu get l'ishti. He said, go ahead, write that get for my wife. And afterwards he went up onto the roof and nafal. And he fell off umate and died. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, im atzmo nafal, if he fell by himself, hariz a get. If he committed suicide, then this is a get. Vima ruach tachato, on the other hand, if it was an external force that pushed him off the roof, ain't no get. Ve'avinam ba, we ask on this maaseh listor, you bring a maaseh which undermines what we said in the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is chasurei machzura, v'hochiktani. Im ochiach sofot chilato, hariz a get. If in the end, we see what his intention was up front, then it is a get. Umase nami bavari, and now we have a maisa that upholds that. Shamar kidvu get lishti, said, write this get for my wife. Va'alala gag, and then he went up on the roof for nafal, and he committed suicide to mate. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, imi atzmo nafal is a get. That's a good get, because when he wrote the get, when he said, write the get for me, he knew he was about to commit suicide. So he was on the verge of taking a big step, which was making him miturah. He wasn't thinking carefully, so he only said kidvu, even though he meant kidvu tnu. On the other hand, v'yamaruach tachato, on the other hand, if he was blown off by the wind, ain't no get, because when he told him to kidvu, get l'ishti, he had no intent of actually executing on that get and having them give the get. So we just have to clarify here, there's another part of this Mishnah, which isn't mentioned here, which is implicit, and that is that the Mishnah says that if a person was being taken out to be executed, and he says to two witnesses, kidvu, get l'ishti, we say that he means kitvu utnu. He means to write it and give it because he wants to protect his wife from having to do yibum. Since he is worried about being executed, he doesn't remember to say tnu. So we say that implicit in his kitvu is tnu. There, Rabbi Shimon Mazuri extends it even to anybody who's in danger. The Mishnah also talks about shayira, all types of endangerment. When a person doesn't have all his mind with him, then we say that when he says kitvu, he means also kitvu utnu. But Babari, a healthy person who knows exactly what he's doing, if he says kitvu, he means literally kitvu and not titnu. So this Mishnah re-qualifies that statement and says, true, by a healthy person, if he says kitnu, we don't assume that he meant tnu. Elaim Kain, there's something after the fact that shows us that he, at the time when he wrote tud kitvu, that he was preoccupied. And that's here. If he's going to commit suicide, then we know at the time that he told him kitvu at the get, that he was preoccupied and he meant kitvu tnu. So we see from here, Hochiach sofo al tchilato, that we look at the events afterwards to determine what he was thinking up front. So maybe to over here, by the Shechita, when he said he shechted it without saying anything, after the fact he says, I am intending this for Avodah Zarah. We say, Hochiach sofo al tchilato. Just like in the end he says, I was doing Avodah Zarah, so too by the Shechita he did the Shem Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, maybe it's different. Dimoshani hatan. Maybe I get it's different. The Ka'amar kidvu. He says it in the future tense. He says, kidvu. Go ahead and write the get, so then we can extrapolate from his words that he meant kidvu tnu. Because later on we have evidence that he was preoccupied at the time, and when he said to them actively, kidvu, write the get, he also meant tnu. In our case over here, he's telling us after the fact that he wants to do it, l'avodah zarah. Who says that after the fact he can tell us information that affects things that happened in the past. Meaning that it's okay to affect things that happen in the future, and when you explicitly make a charge to do something to agents, then you can say that he meant more than he just said. But over here, when he already did the action, and now after the fact he's trying to tell us the information, who says that that hokiach sofo yitchilato applies in that case? It's from this, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel d'Tanya, we have a braita, kotev nechasav le'acherim. A person who writes all of his possessions to a third parties. Vayuben, and amongst those possessions, there were avadim, he had slaves. Vamar hala, ef shiben, and the second party, the recipient says, I don't want the slaves, I don't want them. Imayaro bosheni kohen, if his second master, I mean the recipient over here is a kohen, hareyo l'chlim b'truma, they're allowed to eat the truma, because against his will, he has to accept these avadim. We'll see explanation in a second why. Shimon Gamliel omer, kevin shemar hala ef shiben, this person who says, I don't want them, then the Yoshim, the inheritors of the donator, giver over here, they inherited these Avadim, and they don't belong to this individual. He says, I don't want them. And we ask over here, the Tanakama afilo meid v'tzoveach? What do you want him to do? If he's saying, I don't want it, I don't want it, he's standing there screaming, what we say, too bad, you have to take them? What does that mean? So Amar Rabba, Rabba explains to us what the machloket is. V'item Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzavach mi'ikara. If from the moment he's granted the gift, he says, I don't want them, then it's clear that he was not koneh these avadim, because he said up front that he didn't want them. Bishotek, if he's silent at the time of receiving the gift, and after the fact, he goes in and starts saying, I don't want these avadim, then he definitely had a kinyan, because he's basically trying to reverse his position. He made the kinyan, and now he's trying to back out of it. The case is, that the grantor of the gift did it through a third party. Now, Rashi says that the recipient is present, but he just hands it to this third party, and the third party accepts on behalf. It's zochen adam. You're allowed to be zochen on behalf of someone else. So he's zochen on behalf of this person. He's standing there watching and doesn't say anything. Vishotik. Ublasov tzavach. But after, then when the actual items come into his possession, he says, I don't want them. So Tanakama Saver Mita Shakti Kaninu. The fact that he was silent at that time, he made a kinyan. Once he made the kinyan, the third party accepted him. He was there. It's done. Once it's done, you can't come back and reverse it afterwards. Now he's trying to reverse the kinyan. You can't do that after the fact. That in the end is proof to what he was thinking up front. So why didn't he scream at the moment that he was the gift was being granted? Because Savar, Kilo Ati Ladi, Maya Tzavach. Why should I scream when it hasn't come to me yet? I only need to say no when they're coming into my possession. Just because someone else took them on my behalf, that's not the time to reject the gift. I'll reject the gift when they try to bring them into my possession. Now, truthfully, he has to reject it at the time that the third party is accepting it because the third party is Zuche on his behalf. So what we say is, Hochiach Sofo Atchilato. In the end, when he screams about it, we realize that when he meant up front, he was silent because it wasn't relevant at that time. When it came into his possession, then all of a sudden he spoke up and he says, no, my intent back then was not to have it. So you see here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Hochiach sofo al tchilato. And we'll say the same thing here by the Shechita l'Avodah Zarah. Shechita l'Avodah Zarah will say, he did a Shechita, didn't say anything. Afterwards, he says, I was doing l'Avodah Zarah, Hochiach sofo al tchilato. And therefore, they didn't want to make it muteret over here because of this position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that Hochiach sofo al tchilato. Right now, the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halocha k'Rabbi Yosi. There's a statement. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, which means that only the person performing the avodah can have impact. Hanutai, there were these merchants. And Rashi says something very interesting over here. He says, Ishmaelim, they were Arab merchants. Ve'inom l'chlim el basar shchuta. They only eat meat that is shechted, meaning halal meat. Va'filu hi meita me'aleha. Even if the animal dies by itself, shochet ota lo'achlan v'chein darkan. They shecht it after the death to make it basar shchuta. Very interesting. I don't know if that's true or not. It says that's the way of the Ishmaelim. So that's the case here. We have the Hanutai, the Atul Tzikonia. They came to this place. Yahiv Dichre L'Tabche Yisrael. They gave over these rams to these Jewish butchers. Amru, we said, listen, we got a deal for you. Dama V'Tarba L'Didan. We want the blood and the fats. Mashcho Bishra, the skins and the flesh, L'Didchu, you guys keep. What's the din over here? Shalach lei sent back to him. And that means that only the person doing the avoda can have impact. So over here, the tabachim, the butchers, are the ones doing the shechita. They're the only ones who can have impact on the animal. The fact that these tayyim, these merchants, too, what are they going to do with the blood and the fats? They're going to offer them up to avoda zarah. That's definitely their intent. But their intent has no impact, because even though they're the owners, because they're not doing the avod over here. So now, Amalei Rav Acha Bar Rav Avya, Liv Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Bar Rav Avya says to Rav Ashi, Liv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah says that Stam Machshava Ben Ovid Kochavim is Avodah Zarah. And he says, even if you shech the behema for a smallest part of it for this Ovid Kochavim, it makes the whole behema problematic. So he says, what happens? Yaivle Zuzah LeTabach Yisrael. And Ovid Kochavim comes and pays a Zuz, a small amount of money to a Tabach Yisrael. He says, give me some meat for that money. My, what's the din? Now he becomes a partner in the behema, because he just purchased the meat that's in his behema. When he becomes a partner in this meat, is he oser the whole behema now? Because now he's a part balim in this, he's a shutaf in the behema, he can be oser the entire behema or not. So he says, what's the din? Amalei chazinan. We see what type of ovid kochavim is. I inish alama. If he is a strong man, meaning he is powerful, and the butcher cannot get out, he can't say to him no, he must accept the money and must provide the meat to him. Then who the lo matzi medachile, and he can't reject him or push him away, asur, because then he does become an owner. He becomes a partial owner in the behema, and he will present the problem in terms of his machshava l'avodah zarah, even though he's not performing the shechita. Vilo, if not, meaning that the butcher can say to him, take your money back, I'm not going to sell it to you, then amalei reshech v'ahar. As Rashi explains over here, here's your head, here's the mountain, bump them together, smash them together, because he says, take a hike. So since he can say, take a hike, there is no kinyan in the behema. Now, Rashi and Tosafot point out over here that we know that by a Ovid Kochavim, ma'ot konot. As soon as he gives over money, that the kinyan is affected right away. So Rashi explains over here, at the bottom, it's right before the Mishnah in Rashi, it says, Vafakad the Kaimelan ma'ot ha'ovid kochavim konot, v'yesh lo chelek ba, mi hu yisro, ki shochit mesalik le'ed ovid kochavim. The Jew, when he does the shechita, it's as if he pushes him out. Ve'enu na'aseh shlucho, and he does not become the agent of the Ovid Kochavim. Darmalei lo li'vutei shitvach. I didn't join you into this behema to ruin it for me. I made you a partner for my benefit. I'm not going to make you a partner to my detriment. And therefore the Jew, since he's in control, can push him out. But when the Jew is not in control and he can't push him out, then he becomes an agent of the Ovid Kochavim, and he'll present the problem when he does the shechita on this behema. Tosfot offers a different possibility, which is afilu l'man da'amar ma'ot b'Ovid Kochavim konot, hacha lo samcho date. Over here, he's not relying on it. So even though in general, it's true that money creates a kinyan, over here, since the butcher can say to him no, he's not so mechdat that he has a real kinyan over here, and he waits till after the fact till he gets it. And therefore, he doesn't have a real kinyan. So Tosafot says he doesn't have a real kinyan here, and that's why it works. Rashi says, even though he does have a kinyan, since the tabach can push him out, he's not considered to be an agent of the Ovid Kochavim. He's working independently, and the Ovid Kochavim's machshava will not have impact over here. Okay, we'll stop with that, and we'll start with the Mishnah tomorrow.